This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The National Center for Education Statistics estimates that black students graduate from high school 2 to 4 years behind whites in math and reading skills. Researchers say that gap is there beginning in kindergarten. It widens as children move up in grade, then levels off in high school, where most educators say the problem is insurmountable. In the second of two reports on the black-white achievement gap, NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports from a high school in Ohio where educators have decided it's never too late to close the gap.
If you want to put a face on Reynoldsburg High School's most successful black students, look no further than 17-year-old Tiffany Mason Williams.
Christ our Redeemer,
a gifted singer and a straight-A student, Williams isn't just one of the top black students. She's one of the school's highest achieving students, period.
I do orchestra, choir. I'm in the Color Guard. I do National Honor Society. I take AP English and a couple of other courses.
All of them advanced or honors courses. Successful black students like Tiffany are not hard to find at Reynoldsburg High. In fact, you won't find white-only honors classes or all-black remediation courses, as is often the case in many school districts. At this school, the difference in test scores and grade point average between blacks and whites is tiny compared to most high schools in Ohio. Even kids who aren't the super achievers say success has little to do with a person's skin color here. Ben Haggard is black and a senior at Reynoldsburg High.
I don't think it's a race thing. I mean, it's a character thing. It's a what a person's capable of.
So what is it about this school? Why do black students in this small middle-class suburb just outside Columbus, Ohio, do as well, if not better, than white students? For one thing, the school has an advantage. It does not inherit a huge black-white achievement gap like most high schools do. Both black and white ninth graders arrive well-prepared, and the reason for that is that Reynoldsburg attracts and keeps very good teachers. The turnover rate of students is minimal, so the district can work with the same kids year after year. Reynoldsburg High builds on these strengths, so that by 10th grade, over 95% of blacks and 96% of whites are reading and writing at or above grade level. In math and science, 84% of blacks and 92% of whites are at grade level, too. But there's something more. The message that the school sends to black and white students alike is clear.
We hold you accountable because we love you and we care about you, and we're going to bring the very best out of you if you let us do that.
Bob Stamps has been the principal at Reynoldsburg High for 5 years now. He's made sure that the school's rigorous academic standards apply to everyone. Students here really have to work hard to fail, says Stamps.
We will not let them make an excuse.
And the school doesn't give students the chance to make excuses. Class schedules are unusually flexible so that students can get the classes they need when they need them. All students have access to honors and advanced courses. The school offers early release and evening classes. The best teachers don't just teach the best students, and if a teacher is struggling with a group of kids, someone else steps in. And then there are the special programs, lots of them, like Trailblazers, a program for students who've struggled because they don't function in conventional classes. Trailblazers assigns about 12 students per class, which allows them a lot of one-on-one time with teachers. Julius Cowell and Brittany Miller say it's perfect for them.
It's a smaller, amount of people, and we all just realize that we have to accept each other for who we are because we're going to have to be around each other every day.
Yeah. Smaller classes and better environment. There's 50 people waiting online to get in the Trailblazers.
So when are you all graduating?
Reynoldsburg's graduation rate is 94%, and blacks, who make up nearly a fourth of the student body, are no more likely than whites to drop out. In short, says Principal Bob Stamps, all students, the high-achieving ones and the average kids, are encouraged to see beyond the next day or the next semester, to visualize a future in college or in a good job.
And some of these youngsters, they will say, I'm the first one, I'm talking mother, father, sister, brother, I'm the first one to get my diploma. We've got some of the best programs you can find. We're going to present so many programs that one of them has to work. But it would only work, it's only as good as the student who wants to be successful.
State education officials who've looked at what Reynoldsburg has done say this school system's academic culture is one big reason why the black-white gap here is so small. Joseph Johnson spearheads the state's Close the Gap campaign.
We can create environments that make students want to succeed, just as we can create environments that alienate students and that make them feel like this really isn't a place for them.
And when you create a culture of success for everyone, race becomes irrelevant, says Aaron Ross, Reynoldsburg Assistant Superintendent of Schools.
The fact that a particular youngster may be black or white is not an issue we concern ourselves with. That's background noise. If we're talking about education in Reynoldsburg, the issues of the achievement gap are irrelevant to the reality that a teacher deals with when they're helping that particular student master the knowledge and skills that he needs to be successful.
Well, and I think the other thing is, I believe, here, we're about all on the same level. We just got to dig in there and just help each other, and we'll, you know, we all come together and do this thing right, we'll come out of here successful.
Bob Stamps jumps in and says, what's frustrating for black educators like himself is to hear so many teachers and administrators in Ohio and across the nation say that they can't do anything to keep black students from failing because they're poor, because they come from broken homes and bad neighborhoods.
But really, the problem is not really that. The problem is they treat us that way.
Who's they?
They who thinks that's why we can't succeed. Teachers, administrators, parents, community, forget the baggage. We're going to deal with these kids. A kid's a kid.
It's hard to say whether another school system can replicate what Reynoldsburg has done, but that's exactly what state education officials are hoping they can do. They've all but designated Reynoldsburg the model for closing the black-white achievement gap in Ohio. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.